Our God and our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly and reverently and gratefully bow on thy footstool. The earth is my footstool set low. We breathe the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, because we know it demands thy attention. We confess our sins together. Strange Father, this is so seldom mentioned. We confess our sins together. And well we might, because that there's no man liveth and sinneth not, and right well every one of us knows down in our heart we have sinned against thee repeatedly, if not indeed we hope not, more than lightly in word and certainly in thought. Confess it to thee and thank thee that thou art a God ready to pardon. We bless thy holy name for the grace that reached us and awakened us up to flee from wrath to come. May us feel and believe and tremble at the thought we had soon be in hell, everyone soon saying, then legal fears shook as we trembled to die. How we wished we had never been born, but were born, and live we must. We thank thee for those days and nights when we long for one thing only, that one thing, God's great salvation. We bless thee for revealing that to us in our own way and time, making us new creatures in Christ, changing our lives, cleaning our pockets out, cleaning our mouths out, making us different men and women and boys and girls. And that's the way it must be. We're born again, for any being Christ is a new creature. Thou knowest where we are. Thou knowest our object in being here. Thou knowest what we've listened to. O God, what thou canst bless us of what we have. Bless it to our souls, we pray. Let the good hand of God be upon us for the little while that remains, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Psalm 126, please. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we will let them free. Then with a mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Last two verses again, please. They that sow in tears, mind you, shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weepeth, bearing precious teeth, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I'm not going to take my time, and I'm sure you wouldn't be interested in me giving you an interpretation of a psalm, or wandering all over the Bible. I went down to hard facts right away. That's exactly what we need. Moreover, As a man who knows an Irish audience well, that's what we deserve. Before I speak to you a little while, I want to tell you four confessions for Sunday school scholars. Hold on a minute. One was 5 minutes from where you sit. For my father's dying a drunkard in the bed, the back room. She heard and learnt well Isaiah 53:6. When she went home, the father, I knew him well, sent for her. I said, what did you eat at school today? What did you eat at school today? What did you eat at school today? Now we're doing a bit of thinking. The little girl said, Father, Isaiah 53, go and read it for me. He read 53:6. He said, read it again. She read it again. It was very poor. And he said, go down into the kitchen and come and I call you. Little time she called, he called her and said, read it again. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have torn everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He said, that'll do. That's enough for me. He got saved. I visited him for 12 months after that. He died. I buried him and certainly buried him in a sure and certain hope of a glorious resurrection. Preaching in the country, Clonmel, County Armagh. Sunday school had been wrecked. Years gone by. I said, we'll try and start one. We started one with 5 little girls. That's 30 years ago. The school has been going on, and there's about 30 or 35 in it now. One of those little girls are a missionary in Africa, sending to Mr. Maxey. Another girl, this time in County Tyrone. Poor, poor, poverty-stricken people. As a matter of fact, they were beggars. Very bad family. This little girl went home. Notice this, please. Exactly the same as what happened round here. The father's dying. All they are ragging the home. They are sisters, brethren and sisters, teachers. Will you go in for your soul, your children, and try and get them saved from hellfire? That's where they're going. That's where they will be. And God believe the damnation at your door. But mind you, don't you try to juggle with a Sunday school class after praying a fool on Saturday afternoon, but after dipping at the same thing for a couple of hours. And defiling your soul. No, God will not help you. No right to help you. Such a desperate, deceitful handling. God's will. This girl read Isaiah 53:6, and the old man got saved. I had to go from Belfast to bury him. I buried him, and the country turned out to that funeral more than had been one of the noblemen. I said, I'm going to preach outside. Got an old chair, put up on it, I said, I know that it's not an ordinary burial service day. It's going to be a gospel meeting. And I'm going to preach the gospel to you people who never come where you will hear it. So mealy mouth, I don't say, are you going to preach the gospel? You're not praying, tell us who's going to be praying. Certainly not the man that preaches to please the pastor. And certainly not the man that preaches to please a certain class of people in the audience. No, it's a man that has got a vision, got a burden, and got a prayer, and I believe the family to be in hell and are not born again. If you don't believe that, I tell you why you don't believe it. You've never spent so much time alone with God for your soul. I was asked to take a class in 1905. That's the year I was saved. I said, no. He said, teacher said, why, I don't know my Bible. I can't find the place. I'm calling this to you people ashore, ready to say, can't. Not in the English dictionary. Can't. I said, can't. And I meant can't. I didn't mean chunk. That's why I want you to take a class for 7 teachers missing. He pleaded with me, said, do please take that class there of 10 little boys. And he said, they're all Christian children, and they'll be able to help you. And surely they did. For I couldn't find the place. And I didn't know what place to look for. Don't say that. It's only an excuse. An excuse is only a lie nicely dressed. An excuse is only a lie nicely dressed. It's not honest. Get down to hard facts. Relative to the souls of your children. I took that class. I didn't know what to say. Didn't know where to begin. Didn't know what to read. Well, I don't know, you can call it Irish wit, whatever you like, change to me. And I said, we've been singing wonderful things in the Bible I see. And I said, each one of you little boys, tell me some wonderful thing you've seen in the Bible. One little fellow started off with a woman at the well. I said, that's good, never heard it in my life. Another little fella took 3 minutes with a blind man. Said, that's really good, my boy. Didn't know whether it's true or not. Another wee boy took a fella and said, what about a man up a tree? And you know, after it all took a few minutes, the bell rang, the time's up, 5 minutes before. And like the Apostle Paul, I find God and took courage. And stuck it for 20 years. Don't say time. No, I don't do it in the light of heaven and hell. Don't play with your Sunday school class. I'll not tell you any more stories. Those stories didn't happen in fairyland. They happened with me in the north of Ireland. Psalm 126, you've heard it read many a time. You've heard men handling this psalm many a time, I suppose. Men that could do it, I'm going to try to do it. Only the last two verses. Not concerned about the interpretation of psalm, the Jew and the Gentile. Not concerned about that. What I am concerned about is the welfare of you teachers, that you might go in for spending time with God. All your children, in the light of God's eternity, either heaven or hell, and you may have to do with that. That's what I'm here for tonight. And I'm a hypocrite from being on the platform, if that's not my heart's desire. Seen 5 of my scholars saved at one spell of meeting. All 5 out of one family. In Toronto, I met 5 of them came to see me there. Glad to see them. All married and going on well. Listen, God did not tell you to grow. He told you to sow. It's God's business to make it grow, not yours. And the same thing applies to the preacher. We have to do the sowing. Let God do the growing. But Matthew, this verse will tell you what kind of seed to sow. And again, you will not get anything from God, and you will not get any help from God. Flash the leg all week, Saturday evening, go to bed late, get up on Sunday morning, and you're not afraid to trifle with the things of God. Is that not doing the work of God deceitfully? It certainly is. You'll never accomplish much, neither in your school nor in your life, but you won't let that. Here you go for activity. He that goeth forth, activity. Now we got to move on. Besides, did you go to bed early enough? Got a good form. Did you pray enough? Activity. Maybe very tired. Many of them I was that. Went to sleep on my knees praying for my class. Maybe I have a sore head. Maybe I'm not feeling well. Very good. I can understand all that. Although I'm never troubled with those things, I can sympathize with you. But if you're going to get anything done for God, get a move on. Activity! That's real good spiritual recreation. The next thing, he's a go-forth weeper. Somebody. Somebody. You shouldn't need anybody to tell you that you haven't got sympathy in your heart for your scholars. You'll likely never win them for Christ. More than likely, you'll drive them away by something you say, sympathy. You can't make it up. You can't manufacture it. You get sympathy, and the right kind of sympathy, for your children alone with God. There's no substitute for that. And I'm terribly afraid that there's quite a lot of teachers and some preachers, and they're depending more on their ability or the knowledge than they are on the power and help of God. You'll never get anywhere. Sympathy, it's a great thing. I got it showed to me several times when a little boy, and God knows I need it. I'll never forget standing in a back entry one night, 12 o'clock, stuck in the town hall, Birkenhead, cold, hungry. What do I do? Don't know. Here's a man coming, a great big heavy footfall, maybe the policeman, I call him. So I made a noise as he was passing, and he said, "Who there?" "I, me, sir." "He come down here." I went down, and it wasn't the policeman. It was a big tramway driver coming home of late duty. "Wait a minute." He took my dirty little hand in his big hand. He said, "Come with me." He took me just round the corner, took his dinner out of the oven, split it in two, gave me half of it. Sympathy! Sympathy! Tactical sympathy! Not mouth sympathy that counts for absolutely nothing. Not good for a lucky man. Practical sympathy will cost you something. That's 60 years ago and a little more. If I could find that man who is dead long ago, I would thank him with all my heart. Sympathy, practical sympathy. Here go for activity. Weeping, sympathy. Very precious seed quality. No, you're only playing at the job. You have wasted your time during the week. You've been reading the world's trash. You may be reading fiction, maybe like magazines. And you've been living carelessly during the week. You expect God to help you? No, that's not the way God does things. God goes in for reality. And if we're not real about the children, then I shouldn't be at the job. Say it out, and that's somebody else out. Sympathy, quality, bearing precious seed. Precious seed. You should never make so little of your Bible as spend your time telling stories. I don't say you shouldn't tell any. You may tell one that illustrates a point. See, that's a true story. Moreover, if you can give them an illustration from the Bible, it's infinitely better than an illustration of your own, which may or may not be true. If you want an illustration, give them one for the Bible. There are plenty of the Bible, especially these days. Listen to this. When there's so much damnable heresy preached all around us, nearly every place, and the word of God is denied, the people die while the teacher or the preacher will be in hell fire. That's why we should go in for this more than ever. Leave it there. Leave it with him. Precious seed. Precious seed. Surely the word of God is precious. Yes, it is. Very good, then. Bearing precious seed. So does that. Think of that well, you please. Precious seed. The last thing is, he shall doubtless certainty. He shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Maybe not in this world, but in a sweet by and by. The boys and girls you visited, and if you didn't visit them, you shouldn't be a teacher. And I don't encourage preacher that doesn't visit either, as a physically fit. No time for lazy men. Visit them. Don't stand at the door like as if you were a juice bag or something. Make your way in. Don't need to knock at an open door. Go in. Sit down. Make yourself at home. And give them to understand that you mean business. And on no account leave that house without prayer. Not losing it. Oh, but I'm a sister. You are, but you're not a church mate. You don't need me to tell you that. That's only an excuse. And you'll find God will help you. I want to pray in a house down the way down Anton this time. And I was leaving the country. I wanted to pray with the people before I left. When I see that old woman, have a talk with her. And I go down to pray. Certainly. The first thing I met was, I felt, was a little cat on the back of my neck. Couldn't blame the cat. The next thing I felt was a chicken on the heels of my boots. My toes was down. And I prayed away. And I asked God to save the people. And when I was done praying, the knees of my trousers were sticking to the floor. Pray again! Pray again! Pray again! Neither heaven nor hell. Never, never end. Don't do trifle with God's word. Now you try and do the same. Don't you trifle with God's work that you made. Mark as well, there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of ungodly men and women teaching Sunday school, so-called, in the city. Tell them any trash at all. That's all the more reason why you should I go in for the book that we believe from one beginning to end. Set it before them with all the power you possess. Lay before them their sins and their guilt as boys and girls that need to be born again. Never see heaven without it. Precious seed, shall doubtless, there's no doubt about it, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his seed with him. Four cases in the last 4 weeks met me as I went around. All four said, I will say that you were meeting in different places. One of them 30 years ago. That's the first I heard of it. Never mind here about going for the thing. Going for the thing in light of heaven and hell. You do the sowing. Let God do the growing. Don't be concerned about getting a lot of your children converted, so-called. Let the living God do that. He does it as well done. You try, you'll only make a mess of it. Your business is mine. Precious seed. Put it before them. Give it a living God. Let him bless it. Shall doubtless, I like this word, doubtless. Certainly shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him in the bright and glorious morning by and by. What a joy! What an incalculable joy! What an eternal joy to make men and women, for your boys and girls, that you spent your time for. You thought you were spending a lot of nothing in the light of eternity. You spend your life to win one soul for Christ, and your life's well spent. God will attend to it, that you will get your reward. I'm not looking for a reward. I get it to be sure we'll all get it. But that's a secondary thing. Work for Christ and the soul of men. Going to be a missionary? Very good, then. I've told you about one already. Begin in your Sunday school class. Somebody said that afternoon, never leave your Sunday school class. Let me add that. I left at once. A lot of people made me believe I could preach. I thought I could myself. Better find out my father. We live away in the country, Mr. Knox. We have nobody to take our meeting on Sunday. Will you come? And I yielded. I've left the Sunday school class. And brethren, don't smile. It was left them on the whole valley the whole afternoon. That was the first and the last. Never left my Sunday school class again. May they look back with pleasure. Success or failure. I did the best I could. And the blessed God doesn't ask you to do anything more than that then. Yet these two verses of Psalm 126 into your soul. Get down before God on your knees tonight before you go to bed. And the Lord doesn't come to be. How much do you pay for your class, young man? How much do you pay for your class, young woman? Are you only clear at the job? Have you ever thought about heaven and hell? Much right to be a seed as a preacher. Every bit. You're going out for souls, so as a preacher, at the end, he shouldn't be here. Please bring these two verses on your knees. And keep on with cry to God for mercy, as I've been doing a good deal this day. Faults, failures, aye, any amount of them. But a good God that's ready to pardon. And ask him to give you more sympathy, more precious seed, and rejoice in the glorious satisfaction. Doubtless, 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 not a doubt about it. Come again. Glory to God. Come again, rejoicing. Bringing his shields with him. Somebody said, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of earth repay. Certainly, we believe that with all our life. As I sit down, the Lord might come before we leave. Ready? Oh, yes, we all say, I didn't ask you that. The five wise virgins weren't ready. No. They were ready positionally. They certainly weren't ready conditionally. Why? They were keeping company with the unconverted. Are you? Do you pray in the face of God Almighty when you come to an equal yoke of 2 Corinthians 6:14? Can you see that as some people do, and as some people sneer at the old powers of Jeremiah 6? How dare you sneer at the book of God? Should have answered. And supposing he comes, and in the twinkling of an eye, every Christian will rise to meet him in the air. Farewell, to you one shall boys and girls. Left for the common judgment, left for the sinner's doom, left for your life will darken into a cell of doom, left but instead of heaven, what will your portion be? Weeping and wailing only for a damned eternity. You'll be left sitting on the seat, you'll be lonely. Your father will be gone, your mother will be gone, your teacher will be gone. And I want to tell you, if you've been lonely and wish the day was never born, I hope God will bless his word, and the most of you are sleeping, maybe all of you, I'll be praying for you tonight. And God will awaken, yes, I quite agree with one speaker's remarks. Not only teachers are careless, yes, emphatically, preachers are careless. And overseers are careless. And carelessness is the rust that's eaten the very vitals of our assembly. And remember that. He that goeth forth activity for a joy to work for Christ, bearing sympathy with him, bearing precious seed, the precious word of God, shall doubtless come again at such a bringing his sheath. Looking to come, we Are you letting it come just now? Where are your pockets? Nothing wrong with the wise virgins, the lamps were out. The poor fools today in the dark and the damp, Lord. Let your light so shine before men. That doesn't mean you're down in the collection box. So then, they were asleep. How long, six and six? How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, and soon shall thy poverty come upon thee as one of power. And I want as an armed man, two different things. Do you notice that all the sleepers in the New Testament are believers? Are you sure you're not asleep yourself? I dream every night I go to bed. Some nights I dream I'm busy working, but I'm sleeping just the same. Some nights I'm busy preaching, but I'm sleeping just the same. Some nights I'm busy at something else in the dream, sleeping all the time. Are you sure we're all awake? Then those three false with a wise virgin. I never see good things with a foolish virgin. The goodness didn't get...